Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bone for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, the IAAF World Relays Bahamas, Marco's Pizza, and the National Insurance Board.
Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant. In your company, it is an absolutely beautiful day. I am grateful to be in your company today. A little overcast here in the city of Nassau. I don't know where you are out there. I'm hoping that it's good on your side. I hope that you guys are good. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company today. We're going to be able to chop it down. The line's going to be wide open today and tomorrow. Tomorrow we should have gone through his borrowing. Kind of having a great conversation about what's happening from a national standpoint. But today, we're going to open up the lines and have conversations uniquely specific to what's happening in the news today. Yesterday, we didn't have an opportunity to kind of dive in to chop a few things down. Today, we're going to be able to identify a few things and kind of chop it down and make some things happen. I'm grateful to do that. Grateful to be in your company. Got a shout out to all those persons that continue to be able to sponsor the show. You are good and decent, and pray that the Father continues to be able to bless you, strengthen you, and move you from glory to glory. Guys, if you're celebrating a birthday today, April 23rd, 2024, today's Tuesday, I want to say happy birthday to you guys. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I pray that you continue to be able to move forward, upward, onward with strength and determination to be able to contribute to a greater country. I think that is sort of what the idea is here. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure that you check them out. I'm sorry, I was reading something. Make sure you check them out. Go and check them out. They are good and decent people. If you're in the market for insurance for your SDs, for your jitneys, for your taxis, more specifically, on the higher end scale, right? You can go and check them out, right? They got in-house financing for you. After you buy your 10 vehicles, you may not necessarily have the funds right away. You know, like how we do it. You know how we do it. Child, I can buy it and then I can clear it later. I can buy it, I can worry about those things later. At least I'll have it. At least I'll have it. If you're in that kind of a space and you got your vehicles and now you want to be able to get to this productivity and make some things happen, not just look at your vehicles every day walking out, wiping it down, you can be able to do that. In-house financing is available for you. AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, they got everything for you. Please go and talk to my good friend, Etheric Bowe. He can take very, very, very good care of you. Give him a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They got everything laid out for you. Also, make sure you check them out on Saturdays. They're open up on Saturdays. Make sure you check them out, right? Until 2 o'clock. Guys, also, I got a shout out to my good, decent people over at Da Vinci's, right? I keep telling you that. I want to be able to make you to understand that it's innovative, it's creative, it gives you access, and that's sort of pop of professionalism. You know, a lot of persons are doing things. I try to be decent, as a lot of persons have been doing things and seek to kind of creep into this professional space, right? Into this media space, into this marketing and this sales space, but they don't have certain elements that you can be able to sell. All right. Now, if you need a logo done, if you need graphics, if you need your booklet to pop, if you need your, you know, presentation to be able to look polished and professional, when you present this, as you go and look for the money that you pray to God for, talk to me. You want to be able to go down to Da Vinci's. Da Vinci's got everything laid out for you. I'm telling you, man, they are on Village Road Shopping Center right there in the plaza right there. They got everything for you, man. I mean, I walked inside. I was blown away. I used some other person's one time ago. I would dare not even talk about it. And when I walked inside Da Vinci's, it blew my mind. I did not know that it was laid out like that. Guys, go check them out. DaVinci'sPrinting242.com. DaVinci'sPrinting242.com. They got everything for you. Even if you were in the market for, you know, your seed envelope. A lot of churches do this, right? Don't just pass the envelope around with the little slit in the front, right? That you buy for like $3 for $400. Don't pass that around. I think it's time for us to, you don't need to do that. Pass it the pen. Let it put that. Go down there and get the thing printed properly. DaVinciPrinting242.com. DaVinciPrinting242.com. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. You can be able to see exactly what's what. RCI breaks ground on Paradise Island Beach Club. Well, we're going to have a good conversation. I got to talk about this. I got to talk about this because I got some information I want to be able to share with you guys and actually have a good conversation with you. So RCI breaks ground on Paradise Island Beach Club. $165 million project will be built on private and crown land. How do I do this? How do we talk about these things without offending certain persons? How do we have a clear conversations of what our expectations are from our governments without being able to throw shade on the persons who've been able to acquire this particular thing? How do we do this? How do we waltz and navigate this kind of a space that is our social responsibility to identify and speak truth to power with the expectation of retention for the Bahamians and giving and affording opportunities for them and not offend the persons who are able to do whatever they could, whatever they thought they should, to acquire this thing? How? How do we speak to our governments and say, give us a chance? How do we say it without being offensive? Without being condescending, without poking relentless fingers and saying that you are the proverbial target that we have to take down? How? How do we convey to those persons who are moving towards leadership that leadership is about the people? How? That's a question I have today. As a question, this is not advocation for not one side or the other. This is a question that I have with the aspirations of ownership, growth, development, and sustainability for me, for my family as a Bahamian. How? How do I present myself professional, capable, articulate, insightful, resourceful to get something in my own country? And watch the powers that be push me aside. I mean, that's just a question that I have. This is not advocation for Toby. Right off the top, you don't know. Oh my God, how are we talking about? No, this is not advocate. Toby's my guy. I'm not fighting him. And it's hard to do that. It's hard to have these conversations because the space that I sit in, the space of neutrality, the space that's being paid by sponsorship dollars, that we are grateful for all the sponsors that come in. How do we say this to potential sponsors? That this ain't about you right now. Just let me say this. This ain't about you. But this is really about the Bahamas government. How? It's extremely difficult to be transparent in this day and time. And the anxiety that you have in being able to talk about these things places a lot of people in a position of just being able to shrug their shoulders and turn a blind eye to things that are eroding the fabric of what we stand for and the Constitution and the strength of who we are. That it makes a hard and fast position of conviction that stands in our Constitution, that speaks about our sovereignty. It moves it from translucent to transparent. That it's non-existent anymore. How? How? I want to say that. I want to say congratulations to RCI. I suppose you fought a good fight. I'm not going to fight you. I want to say congratulations to all those persons and the greater objective from the overarching objective of your organization that is spanned throughout the Caribbean. I want to congratulate you for being able to put another proverbial feather in your cap in terms of being able to move forward. This thing had nothing to do with you. you have a greater hope, goal and aspirations, objectives, continue to do what you do. I can't fight you. But I got to talk to my people, my God. I got to talk to the government of the Bahamas that has almost flicked like a flea in the wind the potential and aspirations of a Bahamian, comparing apples and oranges in terms of immediate gratification. It's wrong. It's wrong. There's no two ways about it. It is wrong. Our proximity to government should not afford us an opportunity to access things. It should be based upon merit. It should be based upon qualifications. It should be based upon the fact that we could acquire, we can do the work. That's what it should be based upon. It should not be based upon classism, racism. It should not be based upon these lines that continue to divide us. It should be given us of equal and fair opportunity. That's what I'm going to talk about today. Equality. I want to talk about equality and whether or not it's a facade, whether or not it exists, whether or not we feel indifferent to even speak on it simply because we know that we'll be victimized in one way or another. And the modern terminology for this concept and idea that exists for victimization can be wrapped up and ignored. Wrapped up in the sense that people just ignore you entirely. They ignore your potential. They ignore your existence. And you survive on your own. With these talents, a handful of talents, and you try to present it. And you're victimized by it. I want to talk about this, guys. Also, like I said, make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. PM suggests marital rape won't happen under his administration. This is a lot. This is a lot. I want to talk about this. When you kind of tiptoe over and you check out what's going on in the Tribune newspaper, you can be able to see something. This says that U.S. says that the LGBTQ plus community in the Bahamas is disenfranchised. Then you can see at the top of the paper, it starts to say, U.S., Bahamas not equal for women. We're talking about equality today. It's not equal for women. It's not equal for black men. It's not equal for white men. It's not equal for no one except corporations and the entities that present the greenbacks rather than conviction and the blood of our ancestors that bled for this country. This equality is a joke. And whether we go from one day, from sunup to sundown, dusk till dawn, new day, it don't matter. It don't matter. There is a relentless anchor that holds steadfast injustice for the Bahamian people. And no one's gnawing at that rope. To loose it, man. I want you guys to join me in conversation today. We're going to talk about this. I want you to be a part of it. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Carnival Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Elaine, you hear what Boss Man was saying in the back there just now?
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No. But how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance?
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying, poor mouth. Ain't be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that criminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. Oh. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. We're here live and in full effect. I want you guys to give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up, 242-300-5720. 422-4796. We're talking equality, right? We're talking equality in every subsector that it affects. We're having a good conversation. We're talking about growth and development and how that this Bahamas is not for us. Can we say this? Is it okay? Is it too hard? Is it harsh? Are we moving? Are we regressing? Is this forward thinking, forward talking? Are you frustrated? Are you content? Have you given up? Let's talk, man. Before I dive into that, I got to be able to shout out my good, decent people. This portion of the show is definitely brought to you by the Bahamian Contractors Association, who's inviting you to the monthly membership luncheon on Wednesday, April 24th, tomorrow. Wednesday, April 24th, environmental health and safety professional Eustacia Jennings will be the guest speaker on the topic. Eustacia Jennings will be the guest speaker on the topic. Why is environment, health, and safety important for construction, right? That's what the topic that they're going to be talking on. It says it's going to be Wednesday at noon over at the Poop Deck West. The Poop Deck West, that's over in Sandyport. They're going to be able to take very good care of you. And the special price for lunch is going to be $50. $50 for you to be able to get all the information that you can. The Bahamian Contractors Association monthly membership luncheon. Please be a part of that tomorrow, Wednesday, April 24th, Poop Deck West, out there in Sandyport. They got everything laid out for you. Got to shout them out. Shout out all those persons. I just got some information that one of my cousins passed away last night in Grand Bahama. My good, decent Turks Island cousin. My mother just sent me, well, she sent the information, I guess, a little bit earlier. And I'm just reading it, that he passed away. I want to be able to say condolences to him and his immediate family and all those particular persons. Let me see if I can be able to pull up the information, tell you exactly who's who. Yeah, she just sent it to me. She says, Michael Swan, he died in an accident, this information that she received. We haven't gotten any official information. I know it's kind of hard to do this without being able to get official information from the professionals that exist in these particular space, the authorities that exist in this space, but this is information. I'm sure that they've verified and identified this amongst the family members. So I want to be able to say to the Swan family, which is my family, I pray that the family continues to be able to, pray that the father, rather, continues to be able to strengthen you and pour into you. And in your time of bereavement, this is hard. Last evening, we would have seen someone passed away on Midshipment Road in Grand Bahama, 61 years old. And so I start to think of my uncles. I honest to God, this every time I hear something happening, I just try to figure where my brothers are, where my uncles are, where my cousins at. and try to figure out if everyone's okay in Grand Bahama when I hear these kind of tragic information come across. So I want to be able to say to Michael, to the entire Swan family, pray that the Father continues to bless you. The Swan from my father's Turks Island side. So we continue to be able to pray for you guys. Guys, the lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. We're talking equality today. We're talking equality. Whether or not this exists for who we are, whether or not we're playing patty cake with this. Whether or not we're playing patty cake with this, and whether or not we as Bahamians will ever have a real chance of acquisition without teething. Let's say that. Without teething or selling a portion of your convictions, your soul, just to be able to give the perception that you own something. Let's talk about this. The lines are wide open. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Howard. Condolences to you and to your family.
Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, but I heard you just now. I mean, when you opened it up, you said that we could talk about current issues that were in the news. But just now you were saying...
Yeah, man. No. It's current issues today, really talking about equality. They have the LGBTQ in the papers. They have RCI in this kind of a position, who just kind of kicked off their stuff over at Paradise Island. Where does that put Toby? So we're talking about where we are as Bahamians. I don't want to say organic Bahamians, but as Bahamians and as citizens who have a right to this space, where do we stand as it relates to being able to acquire something and do something on our own?
Well, I really wanted to comment on what I heard Minister Beth Kobe when she was interviewed about the BPL thing. But as it relates to that, nothing has changed. I mean, if anything, whatever the situation for us was yesterday, it has gotten worse today. You know what I mean? So if we were able to get a dollar yesterday by doing things, it's down to 80 cents now. I mean, you know, the condition for us and equal opportunity, we've been talking about that. Like we used to talk, we used to say little jokes one time ago about a particular foreigner of a particular hue could come in here with absolutely no money, but just put on a suit, go in the bank, and get anything they want. You know, the kind of way with no real proof or backing or assets or anything. You know what I mean? So opportunity for us is something that's completely...
I think the opportunity exists for us, because I think opportunity is for everybody, but then... to acquire that, how do we get the opportunity? How do we make that thing happen for us? It's one of the questions that I have. Yeah, there you're gone. Okay, I'm not going to fight you. We're here, guys. The lines are open. If you want to be able to be a part of the conversation, I'd love you to do so. I just want to be able to be frank, be straight up, be transparent. And I don't want to be offensive, man, because this is a very small society that we live in. You don't hear people talking like this. You hear them running away from issues. Oh, no, we can't talk about that because these people just pay our bills. Oh, no, we can't say that because, you know, I got to get paid for my sponsors. And, you know, it's the truth. This is how we eat. This is how we take care of our stuff. This is how we take care of our families. This is how we take care of our responsibilities. And so we don't want to put ourselves in the position where we're offending anyone. But when and where, how will we ever get to the point of being able to have a transparent conversation? When are we going to be real? When? When will the reality kick in and we speak truth to power? Not this kind of a tipping toe around the edges and making significant implication. When are we going to call them out on the diss track? I mean, just be very clear for all of those persons in this kind of a modern era. When are you going to call the names? When are you going to identify that this is where the infractions have come from? That in the midst of a new day, that in the midst of a new administration with an expectation for us to be able to move forward, when are we going to be able to talk with strength for what our expectations are in this society? I want to talk, man. I want to talk. And I can't lay all this and levy it to the feet of the PLP. I can't levy it to the feet of this administration. I have to shoot straight. The governments of the Bahamas have identified us as insignificant. My God, that's a little bit too much, Howard. You took it too far. We are nothing and no one. Poor black Negroes who never had nothing. And then you identify Toby and you have to lump him in there also. So Conky Joe's in there too. The governments of the Bahamas reject its own.
and open its arms to concepts and ideas that continue to be able to float ad nauseum globally, never affording us an opportunity to be able to get up and up. For you to get something, there is a relentless social speculation that you had to give something. That's just what it is. Oh my God, you know they had to give him something. Well, I wonder what he had to promise them. This is too much. He promised them productivity, concepts, ideas, growth, development. He promised them a fair shake, honesty, transparency. No. Howard, push that crap aside. He had to promise them money. He had to promise them a slice. This is too much, man. We are not evolving into the better people that we imagine ourselves to be. We are worse than every and any song that we ever sang about the growth of this country. The pledge that we said about this country, the national anthem that we said about this country, your school song. We've become worse than anything anyone ever imagined because we've lost our moral compass. Let me take this call. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me?
Hey, Professor, what's up with you?
Hey.
You got your own show now. You want to be on my show, too? You're too, it's too much. What's happening with you?
You asked a very good question.
Go ahead.
What has to happen is we need the Holy Bible and the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
If we follow the Constitution of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, as it is right now,
mm-hmm.
it's a powerful document, and the Holy Scriptures, we'll be in good hands. Number two, you must understand there's a track record by the government of the Bahamas from January the 10th, 1967, right on up to today as I speak to you,
mm-hmm.
April the 23rd, 2024. What has been that track record? Two major political parties have had the opportunity to govern this country. They were in opposition and they were in the government. What did they do? All we have to do, Brother Grant, is look at the record. The record is there to speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
The Bahamian people can do something about what is happening right here, right now. I don't know what has happened to Toby.
Give me some major infractions on the record. That's what I did. Give me some major infractions from the both political organizations that has gone contrary.
What I'm going to do is show you the government of the Bahamas. See, this is the mistake people keep making all the time. The Constitution speaks to one political party. That's a separate entity, apart from itself, and two, the government of the Bahamas. You can have your political party, but you don't have to be the government of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to understand. You can be a follower or a member of a particular political party. You don't have to support that political party as being... Can you hear me, Brother Grant?
I can hear you. I can hear him right here with you.
Oh, okay. Because I see someone trying to call it.
Mm-hmm.
The point is we have to make some sound judgments and good judgments in our country.
Mm-hmm.
We have not been doing that, Brother Grant.
Mm-hmm.
You check Article 24.1, where the Constitution gives the people of this country the authority to protect their interests. Are we serious about that? What kind of interests do we have? Just look at our community. Just look at our constituencies. Look at the national life of this country. And where is God in our national affairs? Where is God in our constituency affairs? Where is God in our family affairs? And where is God in our personal affairs, Brother Grant? The Constitution talks about the supremacy of God, the rule of God, the authority of God. I heard the member of Parliament for Cat Island, Rumke and San Salvador on the floor of the House. I heard it through the radio. Talking about these draconian measures to deal with the gangs. I had a particular personality on my show yesterday. He was talking about the fact that, as far as he's concerned, there are no gangs. The police are saying we have gangs. The government is taking these draconian measures against the gangs. The Christian Council said they know nothing about what he's talking about because they ain't get nothing. They were not advised. They were not invited. They were not given anything to look over. So we have a track record, Brother Graham. And the point is, we need to look at it, examine it. Is it in our best interest? Two questions came to my mind when that particular personality was speaking on the floor of the House. Was that particular personality speaking his own view? Was he speaking the views of the constituency that he ought to be representing? Was he speaking the views of the political party? We don't know, Brother Grant. We just heard some things being said. We know it came from the particular individual. Now, whether that, what the people of that particular constituency saying, that's a different kettle of fish altogether. We don't know. But I don't think we have to continue in this particular situation we're in. Even Pastor Cartwright from St. Agnes Church said to the Prime Minister and the leader of the opposition, get it together. Because he had to bury his son. And he's saying to them, you keep rowing and carrying on all the time. 50 years and 9 months, Brother Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, from piddling time, we've been having murders. And here we have the fifth Prime Minister. We still got murders. So what's happening? You got all the statistical information, all the authority of the government, and you haven't put a dent in crime? Come on, Brother Grant. We have to look at the evidence, look at the facts. That's what Bahamians have to look at and ask themselves, what are we prepared to do about it? That's how we can move forward. So there's still hope for the Bahamian people, but we got to be constitutionally sound, Brother mm-hmm. Grant. Mm-hmm. If we're not constitutionally sound, we keep fooling around with people who mean us no good, then we can run into problems. Thank you, Brother Grant, for your time.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, and congratulations on your show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are wide open. Participate in the conversation. We're talking about where we are from an equality standpoint. That was the professor, Sidney Walter McCartney Thompson. Any other last names, just let me know, right? Maybe I missed a few. But I want to be able to talk about this. There's two things that, I don't know, I feel like I can navigate you to back to biblical principles that carried us, that protected us through my conversation without saying it directly to you. I think that you learn it. I think that you study. I think that you're extremely knowledgeable. And I realize that you've become, for the most part, a significant percentage of persons have become offended when we have a conversation about God, about our convictions, about our strength, about our position, and about returning to where we drifted from. And so it's not that I don't wish to offend you, because, you know, the Word of God, which is the truth, will stand and kind of do its own thing. It'll offend you, despite, if you're living contrary. But I feel like we can talk and make you to understand that this is the answer. Professor called and tell you the answer right off the top. That you've rejected every constitution in your life. Every constitution. And I think that this is by design. This is by design. This is a deliberate attempt to eradicate morality. This is the introduction of do as thou wilt from the satanic Bible, the Bible of Aleister Crowley. Yeah. The eradication of the constitutions, every constitution in our lives that we've known over the past 50 years has been slowly but surely shredded. And now that we've seen this proverbial constitutions ripped up in our lives, this biblical, that's spiritual, that's moral, that's educational, that is, from a human perspective, all constitutions, you have ripped it to shreds and you seek to do as you desire. We, as we desire, rejecting the true north of the Constitution of the Bahamas, Rejecting the true north of the constitution of your political organization. Rejecting the true north of the constitution of your workplace and work environment. Rejecting the true north of a biblical constitution. And now we're out here like chickens with our heads off, trying to find a solution without the constitutions. How will we ever get to where we're supposed to be? There's no equality here. And morality is only a game. This social decorum is a learned thing. We care nothing for each other. Is it too hard to say that? Is it too much? We've learned this tango, this dance, this social waltz. We've learned it. And in learning it, we do everything we can not to step on anyone's toes. But there's no passion in this dance. There's no connection here. There's nothing real about this. This is just a game. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Afternoon, Howard.
Hey, good afternoon.
Open line, right?
Go ahead. Yes, sir. We're talking equality today.
NCL contract, right? I need to find out if the New Day government changed the length of that contract.
Which contract? NCL?
The beach thing over on PI. It was 150 years. I hope they changed that date to 50 years and $1 million a year to the $100,000 plus 5% a year, I don't know, on every year, because probably land going up. And 17 acres of prime property. And the clothes should have only their passengers could use it. Because if Cardiff could use it, George Beach is finished. If I see rules on it every day, I mean, going back there, thousands of tourists catch the boat and go in the back of road, back of the PI. So that'll finish too. See, 200 jobs on that little 7 acres, that's nothing to compare the whole scheme of things going to the swimming pigs. That would be over too. I hope the government know what they're doing when they have the only private island on Paradise Island from the ship to Paradise Island. No more walk to George Beach. Man, thousands of tourists walk in the back of Washington, in the back of there, going to the point to George Beach, going to the fish fry. I hope the government know what they're doing and they get money for value. Then that lease is too cheap with the minister. And also, do our opposition leader have a top security clearance to know what the government doing with the government power authority? Because let's say, right, the Speaker of the House was again sending money to Queen. Now that he's a member of the Gang of Eight, he has a top secret confidential thing. He changed his mind against his party. Because this is for the United States' best interest if they beat Putin over there. Even though he may get fired, but he has clearance with the president's clearance from the CIA, what America has to do. Let's say, meet with Davis, right? What is the best interest for the Bremen people for the next 30 years with this Hawkswood Creek Agreement? And what we need to find out, what is the best deal on this contract? Because the contract is still intact. If the clause say the government must be reimbursed, at least be like 70 years lied. We have 30 more years to go. If they don't pay in 5 years, this might go to litigation, breach of contract. So now, Mr. Davis needs to gadget ministers. What they say now will be used against them in arbitration or litigation. There's a serious money, you know.
Wow.
Howard.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. You said two mouthfuls. It wasn't just one. I couldn't understand what you were saying about Michael Pintard in his particular capacity, whether or not he has security clearance. I didn't understand. I got the gist of the wind of what you were saying as it relates to what's happening in the Grand Bahama Port Authority and being able to ensure that we don't go to arbitration. I think you were saying RCI, but it sounded like you said NCI. I'm not sure, right? But I tried to write down all these things, what I did get, and I was able to kind of capture from what you said. whether or not they've made any modifications to the heads of agreement, the contractual agreement as it relates to what's happening over on Paradise Island, right? So I'm going to find out more information about that. Let me take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Next call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Okay, guys, the line's going to be open. You know, I got to take a commercial break. Before we go out there, let me see if I can be able to talk to you about a few things. I just want to talk with clarity and understanding of where we are. I think it's important that we all, we speak about this. Is it a difficult thing? That's the second time now that the conversation is seeking to go contrary. I'm not going to fight you. We're talking about equality. We're not talking about, and I think that this is a difficult thing for most, to identify not the issue, but the implications of the issue. We're not talking about RCI. We're not talking about Toby. We're talking about the implications and the precedent that has been set for the Bahamian citizen going forward. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about equality. We're talking about equal access and rights for the Bahamians that live here. We're talking about the dreams that exist in the cavity of your chest and the depths of your mind and at your fingertips with a desire to be able to bring to life here in this country. We're talking about you. We're talking about your engineered child. Your child who has aspirations to tap into rich entrepreneurialism. We're talking about the potential of the Bahamian citizen and him or her being able to get a slice of land without selling his or her soul to the powers that be. We're talking about the equality that exists and being able to fight buku dollars with a dream and having no backing from the government. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking, I don't need to know. Right now, not today, not for the purposes of this conversation. The detail associated with the contract. The contract exists. It has been signed off on. They then push shovels in the ground. They smile, they took pictures, they doing the whole thing. It's done. What does that mean for you going forward? Let's talk like this. I got to take this next commercial break, get to news, and I want you guys to be able to join me on the other side. Let me give you the numbers, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300, 5720, or hit me up 422-4796. Disenfranchised. Specific conversation for the LGBTQ. The U.S. has indicated that the Bahamas is not equal for women. Bananas. When we get back, we can dive deeper into these conversations. We're talking equality. Quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
Foundation. Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
get ready. On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Calling all Alive postpaid customers. Paying your postpaid bill in full this month can mean winning tickets to see Janet Jackson live at the Atlantis.
Miss Jackson would be nasty.
That's right. Make your payment through the My Alive app, BeAlive.com, or any Alive location by April 23rd and be automatically entered. Winner will be announced on April 24th, so don't wait. Start paying for your chance to win. Alive, the perfect connection for everyone.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. 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 The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is a beautiful day, guys. I'm grateful to be here in your company, chopping the thing down. It's a Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. We're out here. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. We can be able to see that. Today, we're just talking equality. Today, we're just talking whether or not there is access and opportunity for us as Bahamians to be able to move some towards some stuff. For a point of clarity, got a couple telephone calls and a few texts over the commercial break and wanted to be able to clarify some stuff. We know that there has been significant modifications to that that plan, the proposal, right? We know that the parcel of land that we talk about, which is the 17 acres, which initially included some acreage that was Toby Smith was looking for, right? And then there were made significant modifications. The Deputy Prime Minister came out and being able to speak specifically to the fact that we've made strategic and specific modifications to that and re-established or you know, kind of shifted a few things around to ensure that we can be able to cooperate, I think is about maybe three or four acres of crown land that is going to be developed on by this particular project, but was never requested or never sought after by Toby Smith, right? And we also know that the majority of this land, the 17 acres, is private land, right? So I don't want you to get emotionally riled up because that wasn't the intent, right? The intent was to be able to find out whether or not this creates a space where it suppresses Bahamian aspirations going forward. The precedent has actually been set, And I just want to have that kind of a conversation with you. The lines are wide open, guys. Please join in the conversation. I'd love you to do that. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796 on the text line. Is it call on the line? Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Afternoon, Mr. Grant, Dr. Grant.
Good afternoon, my brother. What's happening with you?
Just a timely conversation because I just woke up this morning and after I heard the Sanchez here, after I heard the communication regarding the RCI deal, I think it is, with the private island on PI or some sort. But if you listen to the deal, I want to play devil's advocate because there are some details in the deal. And the devil is in the deal, and we know that a lot of people don't read, but then they have to communicate what's in the deal. And here's the deal to the Bahamian people. Now, keep in mind, part of this is Crown Line, which is Bahamian owned, you know, at the end of the day. So it should have been, you know, at the end of the day, they get it, we don't get it. Secondly, we get jobs, the same things that they always just give us, okay? But they're now asking Bahamians with money to invest in their project. So outside of this project, I don't know if they bring in their own money, but in order for Bahamians to be a part of it, they're asking us to invest. So I'm thinking then, what type of negotiations that our leaders do on our behalf and you're using resources? Because I'm certain if you look at previous deals, we always, as a Bahamian people, have to fund infrastructure development at times. Okay, what does that equate to? When we give out these land in hopes that they're coming in to bring economic opportunity and some impact, we don't get none of the money or after they make. We wait for 2 weeks before we even get paid, or we wait for a month before we get paid, or we wait for a week before we get paid. They make this money. We only get salaries, and they take the lion's share of the revenues of the country. But these government leaders and officials are negotiating on the people's behalf, but the deal doesn't even benefit us in the back end. We get no money, just a few jobs. And our unemployment is a couple of thousands of people compared to 100 jobs that they give. So now it's another rat race. You know, and so it's unfortunate because even my story, you know, even though we don't see the problem with Bahamians is we don't take our time to look at someone else's story until it hit home. When I ran as independent for 2 terms, it hurt. Bahamians will fight you down for these parties. And then we will see what we're speaking for and against. We would then see these parties be elected. And I can close with this. We'll see these parties be elected, and they would do the same thing that we say that they will do, and why we say don't vote for them and vote for the other man, like Mr. Thompson is saying. The government or governance of this country is not only solely based on party-structured governance. 1973 meant something. It meant that we had another option available called independent, which was always available. And that signified the fact that we don't care who party lead, but every Bahamian, poor, rich, black, white, whomever, is supposed to benefit from this inheritance that our forefathers left us.
Wow.
I end there, sir, and I can listen to what you speak.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for your contribution in those particular spaces. It's important that we understand these things just to be able to break this down. Like we said, like you indicated, there is the devil in the details, right? Or there is the specificity that exists for what this contract means in the details. And whilst we know that, I think we here at the Nassau Guardian have ad nauseum. We've provided information. We've brought in RCI. We've brought in Toby time after time. People cuss me and say, Howard, how much time you can bring in Toby? We've brought in all these particular persons. We've followed everything with them going through court. We've done everything. We've actually interviewed and had conversations with the Deputy Prime Minister and other officials responsible for being able to identify exactly how this is. Now they're breaking ground. Now they're moving forward. Now they're making these particular things happen. My only question is that for me, this is the advocacy that I want to push today. For me, what does this mean to the next generation? This indecency. What does this mean for tomorrow? That's it. This is it. The question of equality, for America to be able to take on this kind of a position, to look at the Bahamas and from a constitutional standpoint, they could still be able to speak with strength and indicate that the Bahamas is not equal for women. But we knew that. We knew that with the gender equality referendum. We knew that. We knew that. Are you content with it? Are you satisfied with it? Have you kind of thrown up your hands and said, hey, it is what it is? Has that become the motto for survival in our society now? This concept that it is what it is. So let it be. Not fighting, not pushing, not standing, not believing. Forget the desire, not etching anything for yourself. Last night I had an opportunity to be able to, I don't know why. My YouTube has picked up some weird stuff, right? I came across something last night. I wanted to watch Adeline, The Age of Adeline, right? I watched it. And then I wanted to watch some documentaries. I tell you I like documentaries, right? I wanted to watch some documentary stuff, right? I watched some short films. And all of a sudden this thing popped up in my YouTube, right? It was a documentary on what was happening in Haiti. This guy, he went to Haiti, right? And I'm looking for it right now so I can tell you exactly what it's called. Okay, so yeah. Inside Haiti, City Soleil. Inside Haiti, City Soleil. 2 hours and 18 minutes, I watched the whole thing. Inside Haiti, City Soleil. It says the most dangerous place on earth. Now I watched this 2 hours and 18 minutes. And I realized that none of us have to be in the condition that we're in. That we are slaves to our contentment in our inability to get off of our behinds and do something. Watch the documentary. Absolutely baffled me. I couldn't understand why people live in like this. This man went to City Soleil. The documentation indicates that 500 people got murdered in a week. I couldn't believe it. I'm watching it, and they have to actually travail through dirt and water and sewage to get to this space. I'm looking at this and I say, these people could clean up around here. And I realize that this is just human beings, that we have given up. My God. We're no indifferent than people from the South. Not because you don't see our garbage, meaning that we don't have a fistful of tribulation that we're dealing with, of indifference that we're dealing with, of trials that we're dealing with. We have given up. Just as they've given up on being able to get any, listen to me, some of the most rich agriculture, when they go right to the city, all the leeches and the strawberries and mangoes, they went to the rich. He went to the place that these people will make mud pies. It's called a dirt. The fella eat a piece of the dirt, and he was sick for 3 days. They put butter and salt in it. My point. This is exactly where we are with our politics. We do nothing to change it, except make an excuse about the environment externally, but never make a contribution individually and collectively come together to change the position that we're in. We're no different, but we can be. We have to have clarity and be honest with ourselves. We can find equality. We could find equity. We could find growth, development, and reject this concept of classism. We can. But it takes conviction to stand. It takes conviction to stand. Many people would like to be able to make you the target as a forerunner, and you're the first person out the gate to be able, you're going to be a target. Just get prepared to deal with it. But deal with it. Let's talk like this, man. The lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation today. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere for the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Telephone caller on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller on the line.
Hello, Howard. Good day.
Hey, how you doing, man?
How you doing?
I'm good, man.
I've been your performing since your producer connect me with your line, man.
Praise God.
No, man. Thank God, but you preach.
There's got an intent.
The show. Everybody calling and they can't get through, and I've been trying from the last hour to get through to you. Let the people call through and answer the call, please.
Okay, my brother. You get through now. Okay. Go ahead.
The situation with Toby and Lido's Beach program, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have certain friends them who family have papers for that property, and they say ain't no.
He's gone. Guys, give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, like I said, 242-300-5720. Or you can be able to hit me up, 422-4796. All right? With clarity and understanding, I think we have identified what has happened with this agreement. Please. We've gone through this time and time again. Am I correct? We've gone through this time and time again. I don't need to hear nothing like that. Not in a bad way. I'm not going to fight you. I accept the information. In the preliminary stages, we brought everything to the forefront in the court of public opinion. We did everything. And then formality took its place. Formality places this before the court. We did everything, everything to be able to look at all sides of this. The government of the Bahamas has made a decision. The conversation has nothing to do with the specificity of these contracts, but merely the implication of what this means for the Bahamian people going forward. Is this an indication that a precedent has been set? That's the question I have. Is this an indication that equality is setting in and expanding its dark edges to the nth of the Bahamian people? That's all I'm asking. I want to be decent today. I want to be decent today. Let's read a little taste of this thing. This here is in the Tribune newspaper. So the U.S. Bahamas not equal for women. Says the latest United States Human Rights Report says that the Bahamian government is contributing to the statelessness through discrimination against women in nationality law and failing to effectively implement laws related to contracts and procurement. The citizenship criticism comes amid uncertainty about when the Davis administration will amend the Bahamas Nationality Act and equalize citizenship access between men and women. This U.S. report has been released yesterday, said that married Bahamian women could not confer citizenship to their children if the children was born outside of the Bahamas. Women were also unable to confer citizenships to their adopted children. This is information in March. The Attorney General Ryan Pinder said that he appreciated the frustration some felt waiting for the government to change the law, but the buy-in from the collective was necessary. Regarding contracts and procurement, the U.S. said that there was limited enforcement of the conflict of interest clauses and the anti-corruption clauses in the government's contract. The report also said that the campaign system is unregulated and few safeguards upon the quid pro quo donations. I think this is all information that we have. And the only way that you feel offended is when people bring your business and your dirty laundry in the public. That's it. And this is for the world to see now. And so now we're back at this conversation. But we know that equality doesn't exist here. We know that. And we do our best to navigate the skirts right on the edges. Because the deep waters of this, we don't even get into the child. That ain't make no sense. Let's talk like this. And for the most part, I only want to know implications in the future. Not necessarily the specifics to these things. Let's be decent. Telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next caller. No? Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts. Howard, how is the gang bill protecting gangs from the death penalty? Also, why only foreigners can build on Crown land and not Bahamians? Also, did you know that the Haitian children are ganging police officers? This is wild. I just want to say this. This is absolutely wild. Haitian children are ganging police officers in the schools. These things are related to corruption and illegal activities, but our government converts them and want to penalize the parents. This is information. I think that this is a sort of a sensationalized approach to the video that we've seen yesterday. Did we see the video yesterday? Did you see the video yesterday? No? You didn't see the video? I saw a video come across, and a police officer was trying to be able to stop two students from fighting. And I think some students turned on both the teacher and the police officer. I didn't watch the entire video. It was disgusting just to be able to see this because I couldn't understand what was happening. So I think that this is sort of a sensational approach to be able to talk about that issue yesterday and then paint a wide picture to see that this is happening across the Bahamas. I think it's wild for us to do that. That's bananas. That you would take one specific example of something that you've been able to see to the confines of your telephone and apply it to everyone and every scenario in the country. That's crazy. Telephone call on the line, go ahead. Producer, is that a caller? Let me read the next text. So it says, Howard, aren't unmarried men facing the same issue and can't confer citizenships to their children? Why are we only highlighting issues women face? Did you see the Simpson Penn School compared to Willamae Pratt? The girls' schools look much better. This is a Texas actually coming through. So did you know that there are several shelters for women and none for men? And we want to talk about equality. I think I'm baffled that we do this. I see this like an American society. I see this. There is a terminology that a lot of people use now. I think they say soft men, right? Soft guy or something like that, right? When I'm watching these podcasts where men want to take the softer approach and being able to be pampered to and someone take care of them as opposed someone open the door for them and so forth and so on. And then they scream equality at the back of this. I've seen this. I think it's crazy. I think the strength that we have wasn't designed for us to be able to push aside. I think in due time and due season, if we don't work our muscles, our memory muscles, our man muscles, our strength, our determination, our creative muscles, and our desire to be able to understand our leadership responsibility in our society, in due time and due season, you'd realize that you're going to fall on the sword. That your strength wasn't designed for you to be able to, no matter the period, The length of time that we would have gone through without being able to have significant conflict. No matter the time that we've gone through that we didn't have to fight. No matter this laissez-faire, lackadaisical approach that we would have gone through, there will come a time in this life that we will need our strength. And we will need to know how to do things for the purposes of survival. It will come a time. It is forecasted. It is foretold. You are seeing it happen right before your very eyes. Why have a conversation about equality and trying to find yourself bringing down yourself as it relates to your strength? Your brute strength. Why have a conversation about being, I'm confused. I don't understand this. Why? Why perpetuate this concept of effeminization in our society? Simply because you want to be right. I can tell you a little bit of my business, and then I can go to the telephone lines. Don't fight me. On Sunday, I was upset with my wife. I was very upset with her. She knows that. She's about to text me in 2 seconds if she's listening and tell me, shut up. But I'm going to tell you. The conversation had to do with her speaking. I had my nieces over, her sister children. And she said out and open, any man who answer a woman back ain't no man. Something to that effect. That's what she says. I couldn't believe it. I said, why would you say that? This led to an argument. I said, why would you say that? She said, this has been said before you even existed. I said, but why would you allow this to happen and creep into these children's mind about a false sense of position? Why? Why would you do that? Why would you give the effect, especially in the front of my son, that men are supposed to retreat and not stand in their conviction and being able to say what they believe is right or wrong? Why? Why would you do that? Why would you create this concept in our society and continue to fortify this in the minds of young people that men ain't got no strength? Why? Why would you, a married woman, do that? Oh, it ain't mean nothing. Big row. Our entire society has done that. You have rejected the strength of a man, and men have forgotten the strength of their position. See, the Constitution and all these things can be modified to ensure that we can incorporate and find a significant sense of equality. But that doesn't depreciate the strength of a man who understands his ability to fight and bring something home, and also the importance of being able to be gentle. There is balance that we need to learn from a former generation. We need to get up off of our behinds and make something happen. I want to take some telephone calls. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a little frustrating hearing this old, the same mode of talk, denigrating men and uplifting women.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is, this talk has been emasculating men for decades,
mm-hmm.
and what's happening is it's leaning all to one side now. It used to be that men were to one side and, you know, leading families, but because we have persons who forget about little boys and men, and they're pushing females forward, now you're seeing this is why you have the murder rate going crazy, because one, they're telling boys, hey, you have to be tough. You can't show your emotion. And so now you have persons who cannot properly socialize because from birth, you're telling young boys, you've got to be tough. You can't cry, A, B, and C. And that thing, that soft guy era, is they're being sarcastic because you have something called sprinkle, where women are saying, you was bad for their money, or whatever. So they came with something that called.
So you saw it too then?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, because you don't understand it,
I don't understand it because
I'm too old. To you. You need, it's not to be taken literal. They're what they doing is spewing the steam silliness that women say to show women how silly it is. But because women don't understand that the men who are saying this are just being sarcastic and say, listen, what you guys are advocating for is silly. How are you saying that U.S. want to use men for money and you want your soft girl era and you're not giving nothing in return? So what men say, okay, I'm going to steal the same thing, and the women are getting upset saying, oh, what kind of men are you?
This is wild.
It's just being sarcastic. It's not to be taken literal is what I'm saying. It's called Drizzle Drizzle. Soft guy era, but they're doing it in a tongue-in-cheek, you understand.
I didn't understand. I thought it was... I can't watch too much of these podcasts.
No, but I'm saying, there's a whole thing on TikTok. It's called Drizzle. If you just type in Drizzle Drizzle, and they tell you, like the guy said, these girls don't even get it. You're saying these men are delusional, but they're only saying the same thing, and they're trying to say, listen, you cannot say you want to use men, and that's it. You got to be bringing something more to the table than just use the men. So men say, okay, look, just go. If you type in
so Drizzle, all Drizzle, it does, all it does is poke fun at the inequality that exists.
Right.
I accept it. I'm not gonna fight you.
Right. That's all it does. Okay. They're not being literal.
Okay. Okay. Praise God.
They tell men you gotta, for you to do anything, you have to be on your purpose A, B, and C, and don't put women first. You put your purpose first.
Yeah.
But you're right. But and back to what I'm saying. This thing about equality. I mean, for decades, men were pushed forward. I mean, men were told, take care of the woman, take care of the woman, in that traditional sense. But women have evolved. Women are no longer traditional. But yet, it's still being preached for men to take care of women, do this for women, when women don't no longer, they don't know their place no more, is what I'm saying. So it's to me, it got to be reciprocal. It can't be where men go break your back, take care of the woman, and she said, oh, I'm super independent. I don't need no man. Men have never, I've never heard women, men say they don't need women. You'll always hear men say, I need a good woman. But women, you hear women say, I'm independent. I don't need no man. And so now men are getting upset. And say, all they do is repeating the same thing back. So when you say, oh, you need a real man, men got to go. No, it's all tongue in cheek. But
that's crazy. That's
crazy. You gotta be careful because men all through life, men are being hurt. You gotta get up. You gotta do this. Gotta do this for women. But women don't even do this for men no more. But I'll hang up and listen.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I do. I appreciate the clarity on those particular things because I thought we were entering the quote unquote soft guy era. When we were younger and people used to call you soft boy, it was because of your approach. It was because of your Dockers, right? You remember Dockers? When we used to wear Dockers and the diamond toe socks. Right, and what was the shoes called? Saint Ives, Saint something Bay, something. I can't remember the pants. It was a soft boy era. It was the approach in terms of your dress, but not necessarily that you didn't have the qualities of and strength of a man. I don't understand these things. I don't understand how our society that's lopsided significantly, that finds itself people rushing into divorce significantly. Talk to me. In the newspaper today, the prime minister says that divorce is the solution for marital rape. Everyone's perpetuating and pushing the idea of being able to separate the covenants that we've set up in our society. We've rejected the constitution of the covenants. Everything. Every covenant. Every constitution that exists. It means nothing now. It means nothing. And solution is only separation. Solution is never, we want to be able to identify the psychiatrist in our society. We want to identify psychologists in our society. We want to be able to do a training, a course to identify what the issue is. We want to sprinkle them out. We're going to provide opportunities for these psychologists to be able to exist in every subsector, northern, central, and southern Bahamas, to collect data and information to understand why is there a problem in the home. You want to identify that. We want to identify how can we differentiate between what's happening from a social standpoint in America with commercialism and what's happening from a cultural standpoint here in the country. You don't even know the difference. We have become America. You've forgotten your convictions, your position, your strength. As men, as women, as a society, as a community. And you take on these values. And our prime minister provides an easy way out again. that divorce is the answer. That's what the prime minister say. Divorce is the answer. The answer exists in a deeper question. Why do you feel that you should visit this darkness upon these people? Someone has done it to me. No one's asking that question. There are rapists and pedophiles and other persons who perpetuate these behaviors because it's been visited upon them in their youth and vulnerability. And now they believe that this is a course of survival, but no one dealing with the real issues in this country. All we need to do is separate. That's the exact same decision that we make as it relates to politics in our country. It's the same decision. Oh, this group isn't doing enough. Let's fire them. Go with the next. That's not the answer. We seek not to answer questions. All we seek to do is separate ourselves from the test. That's bananas to me. We're not answering the real questions. How can divorce be the answer? Of course we don't want the woman to get raped anymore. Of course separation is the answer for these particular things. But how are we going to rectify the issue with this man who going looking for another woman again? How? How? When will there be a course, a space that we could be able to rectify these issues, talk and get this stuff out? How can we do that? We got more psychiatrists, psychologists in this country without a job, with a degree, with expertise, with capability, and we have nowhere to put them. We don't even acknowledge them. We're content with the cultural concept that says, well, you know, black people don't talk their business, so I don't know where they can get a job from. We have to fix this in our society. We have to fix ourselves and understand our strength and our position. Play your role. There's no difficulty in that. Play your role and watch society move forward. Y'all got me hot on the collar today. I got to calm down. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Foundation.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion. And Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Raycon Script Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Superclub Breeze's Grounds ignite with Bahamian Talent. Featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you ain't waiting.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Philvy Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, DBS, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best rake and scrape explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Marco's is bringing you a pizza experience like never before. Introducing our new Pizzoli baked with house-made dough. Stuffed with three fresh cheeses and premium toppings. Spiced with irresistible garlic sauce and Romeshan seasoning for only $8.95. Choose from four incredible toppings. Buffalo chicken, pepperoni, chicken bacon ranch, and pepperoni and sausage. Order now at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com. Every store, every day. Because this is not just pizza, it's the Italian way.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. We're here chopping the thing down, but talking the quality. We're trying our best to talk equality. Hey, listen, this is a, I'm telling you, this is a difficult conversation to have out in the open. We feel protected and safe within the confines of our barbershops and when we're like-minded, when there's a space of like-mindedness. But to be able to speak, and in some cases spew your convictions, your positions, culturally or otherwise, and put it out in the front, it makes you rather vulnerable. That, you know, that's why people are robotic. It's easier to be robotic. It's easier to be politically correct, as opposed to being able to have an actual opinion. To talk about equality, you would rather talk about the depth and detail of a contract, but without being able to answer the question. I said, that's it. Someone texted me a little earlier and started to talk about how would I agree with you. I'm too concerned. See it right here. Said, Howard, I too am concerned about equality for Bahamians. Did you that because we are Bahamians? We're prohibited to gamble. I'm sure it says, I don't know. This is a misspelling. You said, did you that because we are Bahamians were prohibited. We as Bahamians were prohibited from gambling. I suppose that's what you're trying to say. I'm not going to fight you, right? And then it says, of course, we're lesser. It's hard to have these conversations with you. It's hard to be vulnerable and kind of wear my heart on my sleeves in this space to tell you that there's no equality. And then you bring up LGBTQ plus. And then you bring up the injustices that exist in this particular space, seeking to modify culturally and constitutionally our environment to be able to reflect what's happening in other spaces. It's hard. It's a difficult thing to have a clear conversation with you about the injustices that we suffer relentlessly as Bahamian people, unable to acquire the thing that is just off in our reach. It's just an arm's length away. While we are tethered, wrapped, tied, hog-tied to this kind of a social decorum and politically correctness. When we can be honest? When? Without condemnation, without being able to offend others. Well, I'm offended. I'm offended that I can't be strong as a man. I'm offended that we can't be able to have a clear, honest conversation. I'm offended. I'm offended that leadership doesn't see it necessary to be able to identify these things from a constitutional standpoint, make modifications to it, provide equality in our society, and move forward to the next issue. I'm offended. I'm offended that this is where we still are in 2024. But then I look at it and I say, well, I guess this plays right into the hands of the overarching objective of evil and darkness. It's hard to talk like this with you. Because the next thing you go, oh, you are a hater, you are this, you are that, you're the next thing. It's hard. It's hard when we suppress our strength as a society, as a united front, as Bahamians. To take on the idea of somebody else. That's bananas to me. Next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, a pleasant good afternoon. How you doing, Howard?
All is well. What's up, Anton?
Right here, man. Right here.
What you say?
Right here, holding on to the grace of God. Good afternoon to the nation. Look, Howard, this is a very, you know, it's unfortunate. I didn't catch the first half of the show. Tune in on the second half.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very unfortunate that you came to this aspect of your conversation
mm-hmm.
this late in your show.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that you would see the value and the wisdom in continuing this conversation, hopefully in another show mixed in with other national issues that you discuss on the day on your show. Because in my view, Howard, this conversation is a sacred one. It's that important. This conversation, Howard, this crosses so many boundaries, so many sectors, so many societal norms, so many of our cultural practices in the country, that it needs a lot more time to be aired out. Here are a couple of quick points that I made while you were talking. Sorry, I didn't forget. You said we don't answer questions in our society, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's even worse than that in my observations. So I said, no, Howard, we don't resolve or provide solutions to issues, to challenges in our society. And in my view, Howard, one of the main reasons why that happens in terms of not providing solutions to resolve issues and challenges
mm-hmm.
is because status quo, mm-hmm. Howard, status quo. People in our society don't like sharing information because information is power. Power leads to freedom. Freedom on all levels, including financial, Howard. So people keep these things as best kept secrets in our society. You understand what I'm saying, you, Howard?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is why we have the cycle just continuing to repeat itself over and over and over. And those who are prepared to provide solutions to address the challenges, they are isolated. Right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Those persons are discriminated against. You know, I'm choosing words out of your newscast update at the second half of your show. Mm-hmm. However, these persons are set aside, in many instances, victimized. You started to talk about it as well. Right, Howard? Going to the second point, Howard. Social norms and cultural practices as a whole, Howard, deepens revolving doors, hurts, and repetitiveness of ongoing serious crimes, prison recidivism, emotional intelligence deficiencies, and abilities to be vulnerable in our society in order to truly get to the foundation issues and address them internally, Howard. All of these types of stereotypical norms, some of which you spoke about, Howard, like the argument or the discussion that you had with Mrs. Grant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to name one of them, Howard. Mm-hmm. That leads to so many issues. Why young men as a whole, Howard, don't even know how to communicate issues through with other young men who they have problems or challenges with.
Mm.
We can't do it with women. You can imagine doing it with someone who's supposed to be seen in terms of...
But you can't be a sissy. Yeah, hold on, I just want to say this. It's taboo to say, but you can't be a sissy when you say no. You can't be a sissy if you say that's wrong or that don't go like... You cannot be identified in our society.
As a matter of fact, Howard, it's quite the opposite. That's the epitome of someone who has strength, who knows how to communicate, who knows how to communicate right down to the square root of zero, rather than take it to or elevate it to a problematic situation, which eventually spills over into society and creates the problems that we're experiencing today, Howard. The final point I'd like to end on, because like I said, Howard, this conversation, this part that you open up is so critical, Howard. I'm sorry that you brought it this part or this late in your show, Howard. And I'm hopeful that you would see the wisdom and importance of reiterating this conversation again on another show, Mixing with Cultural Norms. Look, Howard, these issues, they link to so many issues in the country. Even bringing the issue that you read from, and look, you need to open up that statement some more, from the American Embassy. That was from the American Embassy, Howard?
Yeah.
That's very serious, Howard. That's an entire conversation. That ain't no two-line, Howard. Because that's embarrassing to have that said. To have that said, Howard, that hits home in a serious and in a truly embarrassing way, Howard. And what we are talking about, those kinds of issues tie into as well, Howard, because it ties into classism, right? It ties into business classes versus middle class versus wealth class versus opportunities, right? Versus limited creation of opportunities. All of these things tie in from these very simple, or what appears to be simple, conversations that are not simple on the surface level and certainly not simple on the root level, Howard. They are so critical. Man, look here.
The line's lit right up, man.
God bless, Howard.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. The line's lit right up. Let me go to the next caller. Caller, go ahead. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, what you say, Mr. Grant?
All is well, my brother. What's happening with you?
Man, you had me on this phone for the last 15, 20 minutes, man, and I own my job. I'm trying to figure out if you're supposed to be a pastor or a politician.
No, man.
Yeah, well, I know that. I know that. But, Howard, I want to ask you something, right?
Go ahead.
Now, you see the anti-crime bill, what they just think of, right?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something. You listen to the Christian Council president?
When he indicated that the prime minister didn't call him in?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you see
but
what
they
did?
Call in for RCI, obviously.
Huh?
They get called in for RCI. Anyway, but, praise God, go ahead.
But and listen to this. This is a man, you know the word, right?
Mm-hmm.
This Brother Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible say, render unto Caesar what is Caesar,
mm-hmm.
and unto God what is God, right?
Right.
So if the government trying to do their endeavor best to make our nation safer through passing a bill that not only them think is good, but the whole Bahamas, along with the police force, think it is a good thing, where the Christian Council come in, the president of the Christian Council come in and trying to put the government on blast?
Our society? Brother Wallace, I'm going to let you go. Thank you, brother. I appreciate your telephone call. I appreciate your telephone call, like answer right now. Our society is based off of the tradition and norm of protocol. Every space that you've gone to from a formal standpoint, they've said to you, the protocol has been established. If you invite a politician to your wedding, he says or she says, the protocol being established is only protocol. The Crystal Council has become a part of the protocol of decision-making in our society. That's all it is. That's all it is. That's just what it is. The long and short is that they've become a part of the protocol and they've been rejected in this particular space, or they have been ignored in this space. That's it. That's all it is. You understand? Not that it's good, not that it's bad, not that it's indifferent, but all they're saying is that we wanted to be able to be a part of that, to contribute our position. Let me take a next telephone call, 20 seconds. Caller, go on the phone now. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller, you're on with us live. Next one. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Mr. Albert?
All is well, my brother.
Yeah, I was prompted to call from the last few callers, right? But, you know, the thing is, I see the Christian Council as the Sanhedrin Council, okay?
Mm.
They have a selective council. That means they speak when they want to.
Mm.
But we see all of the global impositions, right? And you talk about discrimination. Discrimination is multifaceted, and it has been going on in this country for years. But everybody in high society, low society, turning a blind eye, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There was discrimination against rastas. All right? So these global impositions and agendas being put forward by these external entities, right? These are all their agendas. So what I'm saying is it's hypocrisy for me because you're not including Rasta. People look at you when you wear Rasta locks and the police discriminate you. Also, everybody else. You know, but we're not concerned about that you conceive as being the dregs of society. So, but you see Christian God is silent on everything else, and they open up their churches to people being vaccinated, like they're scientists, and they're very ignorant about it. And the truth is being suppressed. You're not allowed to express yourself. It's still going on. When you call the airwaves, I see them censoring my voice now where certain words I say they delete. But it's a crime against humanity to deny the truth and to deny facts.
Wow.
We went ahead and imposed vaccinations, but we didn't record any vaccination events and the likes, like severity breakthrough cases, severity of breakthrough cases versus vaccinated versus unvaccinated. There's a lot of scientific inconsistencies and loopholes that no one is interested. They vaccinated us, they hated us, but they didn't look to see the results of it. But people in the States are still talking about the side effects of this BS.
Wow. Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate you, 52. Always like your passion and passionate position. Thank you for calling. I want to thank you guys for being able to contribute in the conversation today. I think there should be significant consideration to expand upon this. There has been inequality that has been kind of running through all the major dailies today, right? There has been this kind of an idea of inequality that exists in our society that's being pronounced, right? And this is without an agenda. This is just merely me stating to you. This is not an agenda. There's not an overarching agenda. There's not this sort of an idea to be able to capture your children, right? This is just merely stating to you that we've been ignored. I want to read this particular thing and then get out of here. It says, continue to allow women to tell you just how much you don't matter and what they are planning to do with you and see where all men will end up. This man-up notion has sent men to prison or to their deaths. You don't hear women saying, woman up. That's because they do not, that they are not expected to be anything and don't know who they are. Just as your caller said, I think that this is much. This is much. This is more than the meat of a conversation. I'm going to be going from milk to meat. This here is kryptonite. And I don't necessarily agree with the inaccuracies in those particular things, but what I can say to you is that the man-up notion never included communication. Unless and until we understand how to communicate and getting to the core of issues, from a governmental standpoint, being able to get psychologists, psychiatrists in proper place to capture data, to make proper decisions for our city moving forward, for our country moving forward, and from a communication standpoint in our homes to understand our responsibility, we'll get nowhere. I'm grateful to be here in this kind of a space to have a conversation with you. Let's go beyond the surface of these things and get deeper and find out how we could move forward, upward, onward together and make this country happen. Guys, that's the foundation today. I thank you. Grateful to you for allowing me the space to be able to come here. Tomorrow, we're going to be able to get here and chop the thing down with my good friend, Garth Roseboro. He should be with me tomorrow right here. We're going to be able to do a little bit more of this and talk about it right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll see you tomorrow, God spare. Have a beautiful day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation. The foundation.